With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with the Essex Tech High School hockey coach, Mark Leonard. Coach, welcome back, and how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Coach, it seems, you know, some of the guys around, it seems like we've been talking with them for a million years, and you're one of the guys, even though you're still a relatively young man, you've been doing this for a long time. So tell me about your feelings. What's it feel like to get into the preseason knowing that the cold weather and hockey season is here? What's it feel like after all these years, Mark?
Yeah, it's the best, to be honest with you. I mean, right around top, when the top field comes to town, I know we're getting close to hockey season, you know. So, yeah, I still have that, you know, that desire, the drive to coach. I still love it, and still love going to the rink. This is my 29th season, so I've been doing it for a long time, like you said. And no, I just love it. Love teaching the kids, and love seeing teams grow over the years. It's great. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Mark, what's it feel like when kids go on to a higher level and you get to follow them either, you know, by email, by the paper, or maybe going to a game or two? What's that feeling like, knowing that you've worked with these kids and they've gone on to bigger and better things, whether it's in hockey or not?
Yeah, it's a great feeling. You know, you get a lot of satisfaction out of helping kids and see them succeed. You know, when they come back to the practices, a lot of them are home over the Christmas break, and they come skate with us. And it's awesome to see those kids. The relationships you get to build with these kids over the years is pretty special.
You've established a terrific program at Essex Tech after so many great years in Peabody. What do you do to get ready for the upcoming season before you meet with the kids, you know, after the last day of football and so on? You know what I'm trying to ask? The pre-preparation. How does that work?
Yeah. Well, you know, it all starts really with the scheduling. You start doing the schedule over the summertime, and you're trying to, you know, find dates and good opponents for you. You know, the last few years I've tried to bump up our schedule a lot, and this year we got a killer schedule, which is great. We're in a new league with the KBN League, you know, just preparing, you know, ordering like hats and stickers and all that stuff and all the paperwork and making sure they all have physicals and all that stuff. You know, that's really the first stuff. You know, and then they skate. They have their, you know, they get together and skate during the week and they work out. A lot of them go to the gym you know, they all play fall hockey. A bunch of them play on the Americans and a couple on the Vipers. And so that they're busy, you know, you know, once we get to the season, really, they're really kind of already in shape. They've been skating all summer. And as you know, not just hockey, but most sports are pretty much 12 months a year nowadays, you know. So there's plenty of stuff out there for these kids, you know, plenty of clinics and skill stuff. And so,
At Essex Tech, too, you have multi-sport athletes, and so they are, you know, they've got to transition from football or track and field or whatever to hockey. But the whole idea of getting into the Cape Ann League, it was a transition for the football team. I talked with Coach Connors quite a bit, and you know, they finally got into it. They got up to the speed of the game, and they started winning late in the season. But it was a step up for that program. However, I'm thinking hockey. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but you've always had a pretty challenging schedule.
Yeah, we have, for sure. You know, I always try to play the best teams I can. You know, you're at mercy of the league. You have to play your league schedule. And this year, you know, there's just not many nights off with that Cape Ann League, Linfield, Triton. you know, Newburyport and even North Reading and Pawtucket, Amesbury, those are programs that have been around a long time, and it's going to be a step up for us. I mean, we're playing Hanover, one of the top D3 teams every year. We're playing them non-league. Bishop, Fenwick, Winthrop, you know, some really good teams. So, you know, if you want to get better, you got to play better competition, and going into the new league is definitely a challenge for our school. But I feel that we're one of the fortunate programs. I mean, we have 20 kids coming back this year from a 21 team, and I think we're going into a new league at the right time. You know, I'd hate to go into the new league after I lost 15 seniors, you know. But it's going to be a challenge, but I think we have a pretty strong team and great group of kids, and we're ready to step up.
Well, you've been through that once or twice in a previous life when the well runs dry for a little while, but then rains come and you replenish. And so right now I want to ask you, I'm going to take the Boston Globe model of asking questions to coaches in preseason. I want to ask you about your returning starters and what your strengths are.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, we have a great mix of speed. I mean, I would say speed is our number one strength. We got a lot of forwards who can fly and defense who are great skaters and puck movers. So I'd say speed would be our most dangerous asset, putting pressure on other teams. And we got a lot of size, too. I mean, we got five defensemen over 6 feet tall, So,
okay.
We got some good sized kids back there. We got Drew Carney from Linfield, he's 6'4". Andrew McKenna from Peabody, 6'3". Armani Booth, 6'3". Mason Sutcliffe, 6'1". All starting defensemen over 6 feet, and they can skate too. So, I think definitely speed, and I also think we have a lot of depth at a lot of positions.
Fantastic. All right.
So nice. Yeah.
The other thing the Globe always asks is what are the concerns that you might have going into your first game?
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, definitely, I think that the kids are going to be a little nervous. There's a lot of people looking at them stepping up into a new league. I think that will be a little bit of a factor. But, like any other coach, you want to keep the puck out of your D zone. I think that's most coaches worry about the defensive zone. A lot of teams have kids who can score all day, but you got to be able to keep the puck, protect the puck in your zone, and not just the goalie, defenseman too, and forwards playing good team defense. I think that's really a main concern. Take care of the D zone first, and then let everything else take care of itself.
Mark, in your years of coaching, and I ask this of all coaches because I was a pickup player, playing with adults and stuff. And all I wanted to do was just get in the offensive zone. I didn't go back on defense. So what's it like coaching?
That's the hardest thing for young kids to learn. A lot of these kids, they come into high school out of these club programs and they've scored 1,000 goals and they never had to play defense because everyone just wanted them to score. But as you move up each level, I think in any sport too, really, defense really becomes, really the important, most important part of the game. To be honest with you,
Yeah, so, and I'm sure it's difficult to get to work with kids to make them understand. You might go out there for a whole shift and be stuck in the other end, and that's important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mark. Tell me, give me some names about guys you're going to rely on now.
Yeah, well, our first line, we didn't lose many forwards. We only lost really two forwards. So our first line will be Logan Casey with Anthony Bacenti and the sophomore Ben Rehal, who had a great season last year, had 5 goals as a freshman. The second line is back intact, Brady Leonard, Jaden Vargas, and Chris Maher. They scored a ton of points last year, all experienced players. And then we got couple of sophomores, Teddy Tesoris and Brian Delicio, who saw huge minutes last year. Teddy had, 12 points last year as a freshman. He's going to step up on that third line. Top D right off the bat is Armani Booth. He's 6'3". He's a big kid. He had 22 points last year, 9 goals as a defenseman. Riley Sobozinski is a junior defenseman, tremendous skater. I mentioned Drew Carney, who's a senior from Linfield, another great, good skater, good sized kid. Those are really the kids we're going to rely on, for the most part, this year. They've been there before. They have the experience, so we're going to lean on them a lot.
All right, two more questions, Coach. What have you gleaned and learned from the scrimmages so far?
I tell you what, we've had a very good some good games. We played with Wilmington. We beat them. We beat Marlboro. Beat Beverly. So we played pretty well. We've seen a lot of kids. We're playing 5 lines and 8D during these scrimmages and trying to develop some young kids and the older kids are just, they're great leaders. And again, we move the puck well. They're very unselfish. and they work hard. You know, as a coach, you can't ask for much more than that.
I love hearing the enthusiasm, man. This is awesome. Coach, what's the schedule look like now as you get ready to start the season?
Yeah, so they throw us right into the fire. Saturday, we open up at home against Newburyport. So
we're gonna
see where we stand pretty quick, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
But we're looking forward to it. That's a great program. I know Paul, you mean very well, the coach over there. He always has them ready. So it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, and he said the same thing the other night when I talked with him about going up against you guys. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited about the season. And, Mark, I hope to talk with you a lot this year.
Yeah, okay, Rick. Don't get sick of me, though. Last year, you know, people are getting sick of me, I think.
So. No way, Coach, no way. Hey, thank you so much. Good luck, Coach, and we'll talk to you later on.
Rick, thanks for everything.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That is Mark Leonard, who is the Essex Tech hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.